it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Mia, and I had a book basically wrote to me telling me not to feel this woman's breasts, which, oh, I would have done it, but whatever. Be quiet, all of you, I'm not gonna do it. Boo, you really are a pussy, huh? It's only a quick feel, moron. Just get over it. Just get it over and done with. Thanks, but no thanks. Just do it, Grim. It's not every day a hottie like this lets a guy who isn't her husband feel her up. Ugh. Don't even bring him up. Again, appreciate the offer, but I'm good. Hey, now Vivian can have a go. Oh, that's right. Can I do it, please, please, please?
Stealing a quick glance at Mia, you see her roll eyes at you, disappointed.
Is Mia actually bummed out I didn't do it? Feels like I should be getting a lot more credit for resisting. Fine, you can do it. At least one of you has some balls. Fuck yeah.
Springing to her feet, Vivian giddily approaches her.
Isla downs the rest of her beer.
Before disposing the empty can into the pool.
Ready when you are. Alright, here goes.
Lifting her arms out, Vivian gently cups both hands around Isla's big, hefty breasts.
Oh god, I can't believe I'm doing this. To be honest, this is actually pretty hot. I'll say, if I had a dick, I'd be rock fucking hard right now. So, how do you rate them? Think I better get a few more squeezes in first. Easy there, you're starting to make me jealous. Why? You're more than free to go next. Really? Nice. Still not interested in having a feel, Grim? I'm actually kind of curious how you compare the two of us. She did not just say that. Wait, what?
Barely able to believe what Mia just spat out, Emma bowls over in rapturous laughter. However, the confusion of that moment is short-lived, because
what the fuck is going on here?
Sebastian appears out of nowhere.
Oh shit! Sebastian?
Stomping his way towards them, Sebastian growls ragefully.
Well, answer me! Where the hell did you come from? Your nightmares! I won't ask again! Just what in the flying fuck am I looking at? Nothing. What are you even doing here? I told you we'll be gone for a while. Well, I changed my mind. I want you home. Now. Screw that. I'm a grown woman. If I want to stay at my friend's house, I will. With your tits out? Clearly drunk? Pfft. I'm not drunk. I'm sober as a judge. Looks like you can barely stand up straight. Hey, watch it. Stop shouting, you psycho! You shut your fucking whore mouth, got it? Oh shit. What did you just say?
Unable to contain yourself, your body jolts forward instinctively, ready to attack.
Whoa, take it easy, Grim. You're a vile pig, you know that? Not as vile as her! Or him, for that matter. What shit are you blabbing on about? I'd think twice about asking that question if I were you. Stop it! Everyone, stop yelling!
As Sebastian's about to pipe up again, Grace barges out from
oh,
the house.
Oh shit. Hey, who gave you permission to who gave you permission to come into my yard? Fuck you! Dad? What are you- We're going, Cindy! Now! What? We told you- Fuck what you told me! I'm telling you, we're all going home, and that's what's happening. Now, I want you and Isla to grab your clothes and get in the damn car. Calm down, will you? Do you hear how you're talking to your own family?
After a brief pause to absorb what Grace said, as though he's in a psychosis, Sebastian bursts into maniacal laughter.
Well, I mean, that would be maniacal laughter. Dad? fucking hell, he's completely lost it. What is it with you fucking people? Where do any of you get off telling me how to behave? She's right. Huh? What was that, Cindy? I said she's right. You shouldn't talk to us like that. It's okay, sweetheart. Don't get upset. No. He's being an ass. Me? I'm being an ass? You have no idea what kind of person you're standing next to, Cindy. Yes, I do. Grace has always been so nice to me. Nicer than you've ever been. Really? You think so? I do.
Eyeing Grace, Sebastian smiles wickedly at her.
Don't be so sure about that. Sebastian? You think she's been good to you? Think she has your back? Yes, always. Oh, but she really doesn't. In fact, that couldn't be further from the truth. He's not gonna tell her, right? He wouldn't, would he? Go over to him, Cindy. Let's just end this before it gets too ugly. I agree, enough of this.
Ignoring their calls to stop, Sebastian continues on.
Never told you why your mother and I divorced, did I? What? Or should I say, never told you the real reason? Shut up, you don't want to do this. What are you talking about, Seb? What real reason? Do you want to tell her, Grace, or should I? Do you want to tell her, Grace, or shall I? Neither.
Once again, he laughs to himself.
Oh, Gracie, I think we're beyond that.
Walking closer to Cindy, Sebastian's smile quickly fades.
It was an affair that did it. What? That's the actual truth. We didn't just grow apart like I told you. Why are you telling me this? Because the person who I had the affair with? The one partly responsible for the divorce? She's standing right next to you, Cindy.
Hearing this, everyone goes dead silent.
What a piece of shit. Sorry, I don't understand. You're lying. Why would you make something like that up?
Turning to Grace, Cindy sees the look of shame on her face.
That's not true, right? Tell me he's lying. And why aren't you saying anything? I'm sorry, Cindy. It's true? You don't hear Grace denying it, do you? Say something. Deny it, please. Yes, Cindy. It's true. Holy shit. Look, I was just a silly young girl back then. And that excuses it? No, of course not. He was a married man with a child. Didn't that mean anything to you? I don't know what to say to you, Cindy. It was a mistake. A terrible one that I've regretted ever since. Wait, is that the reason you've always been so nice to me? As if it's some kind of redemption or something? That's precisely the reason. Shut up, you're no better. No, you're even worse.
Putting her arms around Cindy, Isla attempts to comfort her.
Let's go home, okay? He's not even worth it. No, I'm not going home. I don't ever want to go home. Don't be ridiculous, Cindy. You can go to hell. Both of you. I want to go to a hotel. Then that's what we'll do. No, that is not what you'll do. Didn't you hear what I said? Both of you are coming home with me. How about you just shut the fuck up for once, Seb? She doesn't want to go home with you tonight, and neither do I. Deal with it. I don't give a fuck what she wants. She's my daughter, and she will obey what I tell her. She may be your daughter, but she's also an adult. If she refuses, there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
Holding her by the shoulders, Isla begins escorting the sobbing Cindy back inside.
So stop! Right this instant! Do you hear me? I'm ordering you to stop!
However, they ignore him. And seconds later, they're gone.
How dare they! The nerve to think they have a choice in the matter. I'll not be mocked and besmirched by the likes of them, I say. By God! I don't know. I'm really getting into that role, I guess.
Except before he can do so. You stop him right in his tracks.
That's as far as you go. Move out of my way, boy. Yeah, that ain't happening. I'm warning you, Grim. I'm the last person on Earth you want to mess with. That's enough, you two. I will not have a fistfight break out in my home. I'll call the police if I have to. Just go home, Sebastian. You're done here. Yeah, they obviously want nothing to do with you. Fine. You win. This time. Viv, can you please go give Cindy and Isla a lift to the hotel? I don't think either of them want much to do with me right now. Of course. Thank you. You other girls can go inside too. I have a few things left to say to Sebastian. You sure? What if he tries something? Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. Grim! I appreciate it, but I said I'm not moving an inch. Understood? Okay, fine. Hear that? I'll be okay, Mia. Come on, let them handle this on their own. Just call out and we'll come running, got it? Sure.
With that, Mia, Vivian, and Emma head back inside, giving Sebastian the biggest death stare as they do.
Damn.
Still, you don't move an inch, as promised.
Promised! Not promised. I don't know what that is. Think you two can control yourselves? As long as he doesn't take another step forward. I'm good! Maybe, but you're standing a little too close for comfort. So if you don't mind, I'd appreciate if the both of you take a step back, which is wise on her part.
After spending a little too long waiting for the other to back down, Grace herself pushes the two of you apart.
Yeah. Enough with the pissing contest. What, with him? Really funny, isn't it? First your wife hates you, now your daughter. Although, suppose none of that means much to you, huh? Just as long as you can control them, that's all that matters, right? Normally, I might take comments like that to heart, but coming from you, they're laughable. Still, is he wrong, Sebastian? You might have just permanently hurt your relationship with Cindy. Even worse, for what? To get back at me? I did what I had to. This did not have to happen and you know it. It did. I did not want Cindy associating with any of you people. Ever. If making that happen means she's upset with me for a little while, then so be it. Sometimes sacrifices need to be made. Why? What have any of us done to make you hate us so much? Seriously? Let me correct that. Apart from me, that is. I know what you have against me, but the rest of them? They orbit around you, don't they? So associating with Mia, or Vivian, or whoever that other girl is, it all comes back to you in the end. Sebastian, you were the married one back then, not her. Of course, not that it excuses her part, but you seem to take absolutely no responsibility at all. Not only that, but you're still making those same mistakes today. Am I wrong? Let me give you some advice, Grim. Stop while you're ahead. Nah, think I'm good. Well, in the end, looks like you got what you wanted. Cindy will no doubt hate me from now on, so kudos to you on that, I guess. Really didn't think you had it in you to reveal this. Now, this conversation's over, so get the fuck off my property before I call the police.
With that, Grace heads off inside.
I'll walk him out. Please do.
Finally, she disappears inside.
Let's go. Lead the way.
Without saying a word to each other, you walk him out of the yard. Into the front of the house.
Must sting to be going home alone, huh? I won't lie. It does. However, just like everything in my life, it'll all work itself out, sooner or later.
With a smile, Sebastian places a firm hand on your shoulder.
Not so sure I can say the same for you, though. Excuse me? Forget it.
Removing his hand, he walks off to his car.
Why is he acting that way? It's almost unsettling. Oh, I forgot to mention one other thing. What's that? How's therapy been going for you? What? I only ask since I actually decided to start going myself just recently. What's he talking about? As a matter of fact, I believe we even share the same therapist. Giselle, right? Anyway, I'll see you around, okay? Or better yet, I don't.
Saying what he wanted to, Sebastian gets into his car. Speeding off, he leaves you standing where you are, completely shaken by what he just revealed.
What just happened? How does he know anything about my therapy? More importantly, given the way he was acting about it, what exactly does he know?
Grabbing your phone, you quickly dial Giselle's number.
She probably isn't gonna pick up this late, but I gotta try at least. Just what could she tell him? I mean, ethically, it shouldn't be anything, but Giselle's clearly not like other therapists.
Interrupting your inner argument, Giselle picks up.
Do you have any idea what time it is, Grim? Oh, you picked up. Yes, I did. Again, do you realize how late it is? I know, but something's just happened. I really need to get some clarification from you. Then make an appointment and we can talk about it. Good night, Grim. But wait! Fuck, just hold on a second, okay? Grim, I'm off the clock and I'm going back to bed. Fine. Can I get an appointment for first thing tomorrow then? No, that won't work. Why not? You already booked? I'll pay whatever you ask for their spot if I have to. First of all, it doesn't work like that. Second, I'm not in the office tomorrow. Why not? Not that it's any of your business, but it's for personal reasons. Fuck. Listen, if you need to talk that badly, you can call me in the morning. Can we just do this now? I promise it won't take long. No, we can't do it now. I'm tired and I want to get back to sleep as soon as possible. Okay, I get it. There's some stuff I need to do later on, so can we do this around 9? The earlier, the better. Good, 9 it is. Talk to you tomorrow, Grim. Good night.
Before you can say it back, she ends the call.
Well, that wasn't exactly ideal, but at least I'll get some answers. If Sebastian's telling the truth, I gotta know if she told him anything. Anything about me. Because if she did, it could become a huge fucking problem for me. Hell, for all of us.
With the evening coming to an ugly end, tired and mentally drained, the rest of you go straight to bed, in no mood to even discuss what just transpired. A while later...
I'm never gonna fall asleep. How can I, after what Sebastian said? It could fuck my whole life up. I should tell Mia about this. It's only fair, right?
For a few minutes longer, you toss and turn in bed, unable to purge the fearful thoughts from your mind.
Fuck! Gotta get this off my chest. Can't sleep unless I do.
Careful not to wake Sadie, you delicately slide out of bed. Creeping to the other side of the room, you open the door and leave.
The magazine there, something.
Over in her room, Mia can't sleep either.
Huh? Who the heck?
Not having to wonder for long, her door slowly creaks open, and you peek out.
Grim? Yeah, it's me. You awake? Clearly. Good, I was really hoping you are. Mind if I come in for a minute? Sure.
Fully coming into her room, you close the door.
What's going on? Just wanted to talk to you for a bit. Now? Couldn't this wait until tomorrow?
Looking over at Mia's concerned face, you feel a lump form in your throat.
I suppose it can. It's just that I can't really get to sleep. Same. This whole day's been pretty intense, huh? Yeah, really intense.
Patting the mattress, Mia gestures to sit down.
Come. You really don't mind? Not at all.
Going over, you sit down and prepare to let her know what Sebastian told you.
So what's on your mind? Something to do with Sebastian? Yeah. Stupid question, of course it does. The whole thing with him and Grace was pretty shocking, huh? What? The affair? Don't tell me you saw that one coming. Oh, no, I didn't. God, why did I say that? Should have just told her I already knew about it. Can't even imagine those two, you know, doing it. Yeah, me neither. To think she had a part to play in his divorce. I can understand why Cindy's so upset. Just spit it out, Grim. Tell her what the asshole said. Anyway, none of that really has anything to do with us, does it? Which I'm really glad about, just so you know. Got enough drama in my life as is.
Resting her head back onto the pillow, Mia sprawls out.
Just want some peace, you know? That's what I want for my birthday. A relaxing, stress-free day with nothing to worry about.
She says this. You begin second-guessing your reason for being here. To tell her that there's a possibility Sebastian found out. That he discovered what you never wanted anyone else to know.
I can't do it. If I tell her, it'll completely ruin her day. Well, it's technically her night. And it should be the next day. Honestly, for someone who so desperately wanted to talk, you sure didn't say much. Oh, sorry. I'll hold it off. I'll hold off on it for another day. Not like it'll make a difference anyway, will it? Hopefully I'm just being paranoid about the whole thing. Not even sure Sebastian really found anything out, anyway. By the way, I owe you an apology. You do? For what? Managed to sober up a bit and realize I might have said things I shouldn't. Before Sebastian came, remember? I got a little too loose-lipped about us. Oh, right, I completely forgot about that, actually. Well, I didn't. It was reckless and stupid of me. I'm really sorry. It's okay, we all slip up every now and then. If my fears about Sebastian are true, I also slipped up, big time. Thanks for being so understanding. I was worried you might be angry at me. After all we've been through, it takes more than that for me to be angry at you. True. We've been through a lot, huh? More than most people, that's for sure. Totally. Do you really think things will ever be completely normal between us? Like, in 10 years or something? Or is that just a pipe dream? Honestly, I've no idea. Whatever happens, I do know this. I never ever want to lose touch with you again. No matter what, I always want us to remain close. Me too. Mostly because I gotta make sure whatever guy you end up with is worthy of you. And if he's not, you gonna beat his ass? Depends how big he is. Might just have to settle for giving him a good stern talking to. Now listen here, mister. Wow, he'd better watch out then, huh? If he doesn't want to face my wrath, of course. Idiot. Okay, we better put a stop to this before it gets too late.
You exert a hearty yawn.
Finally tired enough to sleep? Hope so. Need to be fully energized for the big day we have tomorrow. Huh? What does that mean? Absolutely nothing. Grim, I swear to God, if you guys are planning something. Relax, we're not planning anything.
Pouting, Mia folds her arms, expressing just how much she hates the prospect of it.
They better not be. I promise the only plan we have is to make your day as boring and uneventful as possible. Sounds perfect to me. It's quite weird, but as long as you're happy.
Going over to the door, you open it as gently as you did before.
Sleep well, Mia. You too.
And with that, you leave.
Okay, I stand corrected. Today is her birthday. So yeah, it would have been really bad to start her birthday with that. God, I really became a grouch, didn't I?
Once again, falling onto her pillow, Mia gazes up at the ceiling in thought.
Hopefully things can turn around soon. When that happens, maybe, just maybe, I can recapture a little of the spark I used to have.
Next morning...
Well, here goes. Please, Giselle. Please tell me Sebastian didn't get anything out of you.
Dialing her number? You nervously put the phone to your ear.
Good morning. Hey, Giselle, you finally free to talk? Yes, Grim. It's not the middle of the night, so I'm more than happy to. Sorry about that, I just... had a lot going through my mind. It's okay, we've all been there. So what's up? Well, I need to ask you about someone. someone who may be one of your patients. Man, it looks like they live pretty close to each other. A patient? If they are, I can't divulge anything to you. I'm not interested in knowing anything about what they told you. It's really more about what you might have told them. Gonna need some clarity on that, Grim. First of all, can you tell me if recently someone by the name of Sebastian came to you? Sebastian. Oh, right. Yeah, I do know a man by that name. Fuck. Really hoped he was lying. This might be a weird question, but you didn't happen to talk about me, did you? With him? No, of course not. Are you absolutely sure about that? The thing is, I had a run-in with him and he kinda, I don't know, made it seem like he had some information on me. Information that I, well, only really talked about with you. About Mia, you mean? Yeah, about Mia. No, I never said a thing about that, I promise. Don't even recall him bringing you up. Really? Yeah, pretty sure I'd remember if he did. Can I ask how many times you've seen him? Twice, I think? And when was the last time? Might have been 2 or 3 days ago. That's so weird. I'm sure he was trying to imply something by bringing you up. Don't know what to tell you, Grim. I never said... Oh! Can you hold on for just a sec? Sure. Here's your water, hun. Thanks, baby. And as for the capsicita bean, says here to take one of these with breakfast. You haven't eaten yet, right? No, I don't have much of an appetite. Can't really hear too well, but it sounds like Giselle's under the weather. Maybe that's why she isn't going into work today. You there? Yep, still here. Sorry, I had to quickly take care of something. I kinda heard. Coming down with something, huh? Yeah, something like that. Well, you know what they say. Get plenty of rest and drink lots of liquid. Thanks for the tip. So, is that all? Or is there something else you want to talk about? Depends. You gonna charge me for it? Absolutely. Then I'm good. Alright, suppose I'll see you for our next session? Will do. See you then, Giselle. Bye, Grim.
With that, you end the call.
Guess that's somewhat of a relief. Looks like he was just trying to get into my head. It's just, why do you think that that'll get me? Excuse me, why did he think that'll get to me so much? If he doesn't know anything, why would he care if we go to the same therapist? Man, you guys sure do love hanging out around here, huh? Oh, morning. Morning to you as well. Did you wish me a happy birthday already? Yep, a little while ago when I got up. A while ago, you say? It still surprises me to know you can even get up that early. That was the old me. I don't get up nearly as late as I used to. Yeah, I suppose so.
Sitting down on the chair next to you, Laura wrestles with how to broach the next topic.
So, I overheard a little of the commotion out here last night. I'll bet. It did get pretty loud. Not loud enough to really get a good understanding of what it was about, though. Some guy was shouting about something, right? Also, I heard Grace's name being thrown around a few times. Guessing he was upset with her over something? Kind of, but not exactly. It's a long story. Mind filling me in? Would be nice to be clued into some of the drama going on in this house, you know? Well, that guy you heard is Sebastian. He owns the bar next door to Grace's. Oh, that makes sense. Guessing there's some kind of rivalry between them, is there? Yeah, but their dislike of each other goes way back before that. The thing is, a long time ago they had an affair. Kind of on par for the course with Grace. But, go on. You remember Cindy and Isla? Of course. Well, Cindy's his daughter and Isla's his wife. His second one, so she's not Cindy's mom. Okay. Grace had an affair with Sebastian while he was still married to Cindy's biological mother, which is what eventually led to their divorce. Am I right for guessing Cindy only just found out this out last night? Bingo. Except not just her. Isla didn't know either. Grace, the homewrecker. In her defense, it was 15 years ago. Is that supposed to excuse her? She would have pretty much been your age at the time. You say that as if I'm such a beacon of integrity. Yeah, maybe you're not the best example. Still, typically speaking, most people at that age are mature enough to not make such poor choices. Guess it's something we all have in common. Ouch. Setting your sights on me now, huh? Hey, I'm not judging. It just is what it is. Hey, you guys coming over to the bar? Of course, can't wait to see it. Grim, is Mia going?
Yep.
Really? Expected Grace to give her the day off. She did, but Mia said the day'll go by faster if she distracts herself with work. Unbelievable. Anyway, we'll be there in a minute, Zane. Okay.
With a wave, she goes back inside.
Can you believe that, girl? It's her birthday. We should be out shopping or going to a fancy place to eat or something. Just let her do what she wants, okay? Don't go pestering her about this all day. I won't. Good. I'll pester you about it behind her back. Oh, great. Okay, let's see what this place looks like. The bar? Wouldn't get your hopes up too much. When it comes to Grace, I never do. It's not really where I was going with that, but okay. Sorry, just slips out of me. Plus, I'm almost positive she said more than a few derogatory things about me, right? Don't think so. At least nothing I can think of. Really? That's a surprise. See, maybe she's matured more than you give her credit for. Yeah, maybe.
Standing up yourself, you head inside.
Come on, let's join the others before they start whining about us being late.
With Laura in tow, you go back into the house, completely oblivious to the sharp turn Mia's birthday will eventually take. A little while later.
All right, guys, so there was a little bit of foreshadowing. We're getting really close to the end of this, and I have no idea what is... I do have an idea what's going to happen. My theory is they're going to find out what happened with Grim and Mia, and it's going to change a lot of things. And I don't know... I thought it was going to be like some gang stuff, like he was going to have some gang member or something shoot somebody, but no, it doesn't seem like that. It seems like he's trying to get dirt on Grim to expose the affair they had. Well, the little fling they had when they were younger. Because that's kind of what this whole thing is about, right? That situation they had in the last game. And it's kind of a deconstruction of that, which is why I like this game so much, because it's a deconstruction of the standard adult novel. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys back here next time with more Mia on Grim's Uncanny Valley. Stay tuned. I'm out.